Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute, a ministry dedicated to proclaiming and defending the essential teachings of the historic Christian faith because life and truth matter. On today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we pick up where we ended on our previous broadcast and present the second half of an episode of the Hank Unplugged podcast in which Hank talked with Dr. Larry Johnston, Executive Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer of the Christian Research Institute. Let's now join Hank Hanegraaff and Larry Johnston in their conversation.
Just so that the listeners unfamiliar with the new program will be aware, all members of the support team receive a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal. You also receive a 10% discount on all resources ordered, free shipping, and perhaps best of all for me, someone who loves books, you get your selection each year from the Equipping Essentials. The Equipping Essentials is a new library. Well, new with the exception of three of the resources are your books. But each year, for those people who really want to be equipped to be kingdom change agents, each year that they are members, they get to select from some very carefully handpicked resources. They get those resources along with these other benefits. Perhaps for those who are really concerned about stewardship, those are ancillary benefits. The real benefit is knowing that as a result of your partnership, 24/7, every week of the month, every month of the year, you're having an impact on changing lives.
So the first is the legacy partners, and then you can become a support team member. Fill that out just a little bit more so that people understand the difference between giving, let's say, one or two times or three times a year and being a support team member.
Yes, there's along with the legacy partners and support team members, there are those people who give occasionally. They might give once or twice a year. Well, bless those people who do that. But there are some people who say, you know, the assaults on our faith and our freedoms and the need for Christians to be equipped today is such that giving periodically is not going to put enough skin in the game. I want CRI to know that I'm standing with the ministry on a regular basis. Those are the support team members. Those people have the choice of giving one of three different levels. They can become a bronze member, a silver member, or a gold member. Most of the benefits are the same, but the benefits are significant to those who want to be equipped for ministry and who want to stand with CRI in making all of CRI's equipping ministries possible.
And again, to become a member of the support team, and we're asking really people to be members of the support team, right? To be on board with us as people who are intimately involved in making a difference all around the world. So we're asking people to go to the web at equip.org, and there they can find out how to join the support team. Pretty easy to figure that out.
They will find all of the information. They will be able to view each one of the Equipping Essentials resources. They also have a selection of all of your resources, and you have offered to personalize those resources for those people who would like one of your books. But super simple. You can go to the website. Yeah, you can, for a bronze member who prefers to give monthly, it's simply $25 a month or more. For people who prefer not to give monthly, but simply want to make an outright gift, a gift of $300 or more, it makes you a bronze member. But all of the information is available on the website. Check it out.
So I got to admit, I'm a little bit of a dinosaur when it comes to these things, which means that I get excited about various outreaches, and you know, the Lord puts them in front of me, and all of a sudden I want to write a check. I want to give via the mail, although I'm offered the opportunity to do it through the website. I typically want to write a check. So I write a check and I send it. In this particular case, if I'm writing a check And I send it to the organization. I also want to let them know in some way or other with a little note or what's the best way of doing it? A little note that I want to join CRI support team. If I did that, what would happen?
Well, we're going to make it easy either way. If someone says, you know, I've really thought about this and I feel like I do in fact want to stand with you on a regular basis, and closes my gift of $300 or $500, I want to be a member of the support team, you will become a member of the support team. But the good news is, if you simply send in a check of $300 or more, whether or not you tell us you want to become a member of the support team, we will let you know that you qualify as a member of the support team, in which case you can select your Equipping Essentials resource and immediately begin to get all the other benefits.
So I want to say something else about what we're discussing today. In essence, this broadcast is unabashedly asking people to stand with us prayerfully and financially, and saying you do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. But we're also doing something that I think needs to be done and needs to be emphasized, and maybe we can spend a couple of moments on that. There has been a dearth of good stewardship teaching in the church. And as a result of that, we are far different today than the war generations were. The war generations understood giving because a robust theology of stewardship was being communicated in churches. Today, that is not happening. And in many churches and many traditions, the whole idea of tithing is lost on people, much less free will giving. And so they become tippers, not tithers. They don't know anything about free will giving. So part of what we're seeking to do today is to let people know that stewardship is not something that ought to be shunned in the church as though we have to apologize for it. The sin is not communicating to people the significance of stewardship and how they should be involved in stewardship. So let's talk about that a little bit. Stewardship principles. I mean, we're talking about people getting involved with something that is transcendently important to such an extent that we can say with certainty, and this is true of me, it's true of you, that if I really want to find out where your heart is, all I have to do is have two things to look at. One is your calendar, the other is your checkbook.
Both are quite revealing, and you and I were chuckling earlier in the week. I told you the story about the $100 bill and the dollar bill that were facing the end of their lives, and they were off to the recycling plant, and the dollar bill asked the $100 bill, he said, well, as you come to the end of your run here, he said, how was your life? And he said, oh man, you won't believe it. It was just fabulous. The resorts, the five-star hotels, the seven-course meals, the yachts, it was just absolutely an amazing life. And the $100 bill asked the dollar bill, he said, and how about you? He said, oh man, my life was a drag. All I ever did was go to church, go to church, go to church.
Humorous, but serious.
But painfully humorous.
Yes, painfully humorous. So let's talk about stewardship.
Well, again, for me, and we have spent a lot of time talking about paradigms, because if the truth were told, we don't think about our paradigms as much as we think with them. And paradigm shifts, while the term has become a bit trite and perhaps overused, I would contend that the great paradigm shift is the one I referred to briefly earlier, that it is not how much of my money that I am going to give away. It is how much of God's resources do I need, and given the fact that I am on this planet for a brief season, Scripture will even use the metaphor of a vapor. We are like a passing vapor. As I spend my years on this planet, is my mind focused on those things? that have genuinely eternal consequences, or am I just somewhat narcissistically focused on me and my stuff?
So interesting. And I've been moved by this biblical passage many times. It has to do with the Bible chronicling the prayer of David. It is very, very moving because he's thanking God for the very privilege of being able to give to the work of the Lord. And so David said, but who am I? Who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you. And we have given you only what comes from your hand. And now I have seen with great joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. So what's interesting about this for me is that if you go back to the history of the Israelites, they were taught to tithe. They were taught to give a tenth. Well, what David is now saying is that they had graduated from tithing to giving joyously, giving willingly, to one of the great projects in all of history. Of course, at that time, the project was building a temple where the Shekinah glory of God would dwell amongst the people. So it was a very worthwhile project, and the people bought into the project and thought, you know, through this project, we can make an incredible difference. And indeed they did, because ultimately out of a temple comes another temple, and then out of the second temple comes a living temple, a temple not built by human hands. And so all of that was seeded actually by people who are giving hilariously at the time of David, 1,000 before Christ.
And I think a part of the journey toward a more impoverished notion of stewardship, to use your term, a more joyous notion of stewardship, is the migration from what I must give to what I should give to what I get to give. It is a joy to be a conduit of God's resources to bring about transformation in the world.
Yeah, and again, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, and I hope you'll take that action step, not only listen and learn about the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute around the world, but participate. I can assure you that many of you in the greatest size, with people from every tongue and language and people, that you will be absolutely amazed at what your giving, not to this ministry, but through this ministry, has accomplished in the lives of people all over the globe. So you can give it a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or you can give by writing a check and sending it to Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And with that, Larry, there are some other ways in which people can give and really make a difference. So one of the examples you've given in our conversations is people who give one time a year. And of course, we are deeply grateful for those people who give once each year. That is a very, very significant contribution collectively to the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. But you made the point with me one time about the difference of someone who gives one time a year and then gives a second time. The difference that that makes is exponential.
Based on an analysis of the giving patterns of our partners, if those people who make only one gift a year to CRI, and there are many of them, if those people who have made historically only one gift a year would simply become a second stepper and make a second gift a year, maybe they're not in a position currently to become a member of the support team, but if they would just take a second step and make a single additional gift per year, that would translate into all of CRI's expenses for an entire month. That single second step by our one-time donors would undergird all of CRI's outreaches for an entire month. That is not insignificant.
So if you've never given, go to the web at equip.org. You can give in a safe, secure fashion, or write us at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And if you have given, consider giving again, the difference that that would make, particularly this month. This is the, we can't emphasize enough how strategic June has always been. I've been with the ministry as president for 30 years, but it's always been the most significant month other than the end of our calendar year. So this is the time to take a step and to get involved financially and touch the lives of people by giving not to us, but through us. Again, making possible ministries that are changing lives all over the globe.
Don't go away. In just a few moments, we'll rejoin Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with CRI Chief Advancement Officer, Dr. Larry Johnston. The Christian Research Institute is blessing people around the world through our many outreaches. From broadcasts, podcasts, the Christian Research Journal, and millions of yearly visits to equip.org coming from America to Zimbabwe. It's no exaggeration to say that these would all quickly disappear without friends like you. And because June is one of the most financially critical months of the year, we're praying for an outpouring of support. We are passionate about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the need for these outreaches has never been greater. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. We'll return with more of this special edition of the Bible Answer Man in just a few moments. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. From the outside, Houston preacher Joel Osteen is charming, attractive, and his teaching, well, it makes you feel good. But the truth is, Osteen preaches a seductive and highly dangerous form of Christianity that's leading millions of people astray. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. And it's why you must get your own copy today. You must be able to defend yourself with truth about what Joel Osteen really teaches. And this important resource arms you with everything you need to do so. Please call today and request your copy of The Osteenification of American Christianity, 888-7000-CRI. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI. or go online to equip.org. Welcome back to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. The role that listeners like you have played in CRI's ministry has always been vital. Now it could be more critical than ever. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the financially critical month of June. To make a gift to support CRI's many mind-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us online at equip.org. Let's now rejoin Hank Hanegraaff and his special guest, Dr. Larry Johnston, in their conversation.
This is the time to take a step and to get involved financially and touch the lives of people by giving not to us, but through us. Again, making possible ministries that are changing lives all over the globe. And I have been all over the globe myself, and you've been on some of the trips with me, and you have been in places where you would never expect people to come up to you and say, I became a believer as a result of the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, or pastors that have been equipped, you know, in places. I was amazed when I spoke in the West Bank a few years ago, the pastors that were coming up to me talking about the impact the ministry had had on their lives as they minister in a place where people are facing mass genocide. And I want to get back to this idea that you were alluding to with respect to hard and soft persecution. Those places, when I speak in the West Bank, we're talking about mass genocide of Christians. This squarely in the blind spot of the West, but mass genocide of Christians. Now, this is a classic example of where people are giving their all, not only willing to lose all of their worldly goods, but even their lives for the name and for the sake of Christ. But the soft persecution, which really isn't all that soft in the West, is becoming more and more onerous as well. I think about the Episcopal Church in the United States, which is effacing the terms husband and wife, as well as references to procreation. And they're doing that from their marriage liturgy. They're replacing the current wording in the Book of Common Prayer. This is dramatic. This is a classic example of a major body of believers changing one of the most fundamental principles, one of the great pillars of the biblical worldview. They're changing it, and people are capitulating to the change. And someone has to be standing there letting people know what's going on so that others are not drinking the Kool-Aid and buying the cultural narrative.
One of the resources that we have offered is Rod Dreher's book on the Benedict option. And I'm looking at a quote from his book that says, "The light of Christianity is flickering out all over the West. There are people alive today who may live to see the effective death of Christianity within our civilization." Rod goes on to say, "By God's mercy, the faith may continue to flourish in the global South and China, but barring a dramatic reversal in current trends, it will all but disappear entirely from Europe and North America. This may not be the end of the world, but it is the end of a world. And only the willfully blind would deny it. For a long time we have downplayed or ignored the signs. Now the floodwaters are upon us and we are not ready."
So on the one hand, we can say it's not enough to curse the darkness. We have to build a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm. But there is a place for standing guard, for being a sentinel, for alerting Christians of all persuasions to the mounting threats to our faith and freedom.
Yes, I think if we do not wake up, and I used in one of our earlier discussions today, borrowing from a biblical metaphor, I think we have, unfortunately, if not tragically, millions of Christians, even here in the United States, who are sleepwalking towards a slaughter. We are witnessing a culture that is currently bent on a civilizational suicide, and unless we get more Christians, more caring, thinking Christians, to wake up and stand up and speak up, the future that we are beholding is going to get very, very scary.
Let me throw out some other words. I just threw out the word sentinel, where we're standing guard over the faith. We're alerting Christians to the mounting threats, as you just did very eloquently. Interpreter.
Well, in interpreter, Tom Peters, the management consultant, said even as far back as the 1980s, he said, today, if you're not confused, you're not paying attention. Well, we are living in an era of absolutely unprecedented change, and many of those milestones and markers that were reference points in reality for centuries are being washed away. We're now living in an age of permanent whitewater, and people with suffering from cognitive overload. When I was a kid, I'm afraid this may date me, when I was a kid, we had a black and white television with three channels. You had your vast choice of NBC, CBS, or ABC. That was it. Today, we have, with no exaggeration, with Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and all these other channels, we have thousands of sources of information. The average American today is bombarded by literally thousands of advertising impressions a day. People are on cognitive overload and they are saying, I cannot make sense of this. I do not have the time to do all of the reading. I do not have the educational background or the experiential background to parse all of this chaos and make sense of it. Will somebody make sense of it for me? And along with the sentinel function of getting people to wake up and be alert, we're saying that one of the things that CRI does for people is we do some of that processing for you. Not that we're here to do your thinking for you. We're here to equip you to think. But one of the great value adds of the ministry is to help people make sense out of the blooming, buzzing confusion of a culture that is on cognitive overload. We can help them make sense out of this rapidly changing reality.
So another role for CRI, engaging critical issues critically, and we do that with leading thinkers. That's why I do the Hank Unplugged podcast and interview people on the Bible Answer Man broadcast with authors, with scholars. We're helping people to understand what in the world is going on. What does all of this really make? How do I make sense of the culture in which I'm living? And then how can I make a difference once I've made sense of it? Modeler, CRI's role is not only to be a sentinel and an interpreter, but also a modeler, modeling the type of thinking and interaction that needs to be part of the dialogue within mere Christianity. And I will say this, that I've heard this a thousand times and many, many more times than that, that people are not only interested in answers that I provide or resources that the ministry provides, but the way in which those resources or answers are provided.
I think it was Oliver Wendell Holmes who once said to a friend, who you are is speaking so loudly, I can't hear a word you say. That, I think, is the essence of an incarnational theology. Karl Barth, sidebar comment, famously said, the Word became flesh, and then through theologians became words again. When we're modeling Christianity, people are paying more attention to what they see than just what they hear. And I have read hundreds and hundreds of testimonies coming into CRI from people whose lives have been impacted. And one of the things that is consistently said is, Hank, it's not just the answers you give. It's not just your biblical depth. It's not just your discernment, but it's the way that you answer. If you were giving those same answers in some kind of a superior, condescending way, or saying it abrasively or contentiously, a lot of people would be saying, I'm not sure that's what I signed up for. But you are modeling apologetics. You are modeling a worldview.
Again, we're in the midst of June, and this is the end of our fiscal year, and so we're asking people to stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. If you have never given, please consider giving this month. We have some great resources available. You can find them on the web at equip.org. If you've given once, consider giving again. Larry talked earlier about the significance that a second gift makes in the calendar year as well as the fiscal year of the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. It makes a ginormous difference in lives touched. You can also give in a safe, secure fashion by, of course, the snail mail right at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. So contact us on the web at equip.org. That's the quickest way to dodge, so to speak, or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. In the process of talking about Christian stewardship, we're talking about the roles that CRI plays. They're very, very significant in an imploding culture. We also play the role of being a mentor. We're helping people to believe that they can actually make a difference. And I know we touched on that, the power of one, but I don't know that we can touch on that enough.
In the mentoring relationship, not that he was directly a mentor, but I think a part of being a mentor is seeing potential in people that sometimes that they don't see. As a matter of fact, it's instructive that after the end of the Civil War, Ulysses S. Grant wrote to President Lincoln and said, I succeeded because you believed in me. I think a part of our mentoring role is saying to listeners and ministry partners, we believe in you. You can make a difference. We want you to make a difference, and we want to equip you to make a difference. But as I mentioned earlier, no one ever made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do a little.
Yeah, and this whole notion of being a partner, I think, is so significant as well. I suppose God in his sovereignty could have arranged the universe differently, where when there were needs in ministry, he could have supplied them directly as opposed to using human agency. And he could have done that in terms of the gospel as well. God has condescended to use human agency to spread the gospel around the world. The same thing is true with giving. So when people have this sense that asking people to give is somehow or other the wrong thing to do, we have to remind them again and again of the reality that God uses human agency.
We'll pick up Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with CRI Chief Advancement Officer Dr. Larry Johnston in just a few moments. In our post-truth age of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with answers has never been greater. The Christian Research Institute exists to provide those answers, and this provision is made possible only by people like you. People unafraid to stand up for truth while it's under assault. People like you whose contributions to our many outreaches are making a difference for time and eternity. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. Thank you. We'll be right back with more of this special edition of The Bible Answer Man. The battle for authentic Christianity has never been more intense. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. As the title suggests, Osteenification is nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American, indeed global, Christianity. It is the prime provocateur of a seductive brand of Christianity that reduces God to a means to our ends and beckons multitudes to the table of the Master, not for the love of the Master, but for what is on the table. You need to defend yourself and those you love against these insidious teachings. Please call today to request The Osteenification of American Christianity. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer book or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. From the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Hank Unplugged podcast to the Christian Research Journal and CRI's vast free website resources accessed by more than 200,000 users each month, it's no exaggeration to say that these would all quickly disappear without friends like you. And because truth and knowledge are indispensable weapons in the battles now being fought for our future as a free people, as our thanks for your support, we're offering four hand-picked books during June to make sure that Christians are never outgunned. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. Let's now rejoin Hank's conversation with Dr. Larry Johnston.
When people have this sense that asking people to give is somehow or other the wrong thing to do, we have to remind them again and again of the reality that God uses human agency, both to motivate people, as Jesus did by his words, as the Apostle Paul did. I mean, think about what the Apostle Paul did with the Macedonians. I mean, they were people who had come to faith in Christ. Many of them had the kind of station in life that Lydia had. where they were prosperous and they were the titans in their culture. Well, they became Christians, and all of a sudden they became the lowest rung of the sociological ladder because Christianity was demeaned, persecuted. And yet those people gave out of their need, and the Apostle Paul commended them for doing that. A great example of human agency. And in this case, we're talking about something that, again, underscores the power of one. Here you have Lydia, who comes to faith in Christ as a result of Paul receiving a vision. A Macedonian man calls him to come to the Macedonian territories. He goes to Philippi, the chief city of the Macedonian territories. He meets Lydia. She comes to faith in Christ. Many churches arise as a result of this, even in the time of Paul. At that very time, many people come to faith in Christ. Churches start to proliferate. And as a result of that, we have the seeds for the greatest civilization in the history of humanity. Western civilization.
And one of the distinctives of the United States has been that more than any other nation in history, there has been a culture of philanthropy. And I'm not limiting this reference simply to Christian stewardship, but it has been the Judeo-Christian ethic of giving that has been a foundation of the philanthropy that has quite literally transformed the world.
That is something that I think people are completely unaware of. I mean, you think about the social mores, the ethos. You think about the cultural differences that Christianity has made with art and music. Massive changes that have taken place in our world as a result of the Christian worldview in all of those realms. I mean, science really would not have arisen as it has without the Judeo-Christian tradition. It certainly wouldn't have arisen in an epoch of time that was believed to be ministered by Moody gods. So the Christian worldview makes this incredible difference, even in the area of jurisprudence. But you're bringing up additional point that is often overlooked, and quite frankly, in my own teaching, I've overlooked it much too frequently, and that is this has been the most philanthropic civilization in history.
In history, yes, without a doubt. Hundreds of billions of dollars, whether that has been to colleges, universities, Christian day schools, hospitals, relief and development organizations, disaster rescue, orphanages. The impact of the Judeo-Christian ethic on philanthropy and through philanthropy has, by anyone's estimate, been transformative.
So there's another thing that I was thinking about as you're speaking, and that is that there are people, even within the last year, who have become first-time donors, but major donors to the ministry. They have listened to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Some of them never miss a broadcast or a podcast. They make use of the equipping materials that we have available, the books that I've written, and much, much more. These people contacted, and there are more than one, contacted the ministry and said, you know, we'd like to know more about the inner workings of the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And in one case, you went out and met with someone. In another case, I went out and met with someone. But we do meet with people, not to make a distinction between people, because we don't hold a widow's mite to be more sacred than someone that can give $100,000 or $200,000. But the truth of the matter is, the gospel's free. Again, someone has to put in the plumbing. There has to be ladders to visions, and those ladders are financial ladders. We live in a real world, and if you're going to build a temple, you need resources, and David asked the people to give. In the same way, if you're going to do what we do as a ministry, a much-needed ministry in this epoch of time, you need resources. And so if you have some of the Lord's resources, perhaps you sold a business or the Lord has prospered you in a unique way, and you want to have some more intimate knowledge of what's going on with the ministry, perhaps a personal visit, we can make that available as well. And, you know, as you said, Larry, gifts add up, but big gifts add up faster.
They do, and I would be remiss if I didn't address one segment, and I think it's a very substantial segment of our listening audience. We have, with much gratitude, recognized our legacy partners. We've talked about our support team members, who are the financial backbone of all that CRI does. We've talked about occasional givers. We've talked about one-time givers. But there are currently, at this moment, tens of thousands of people listening to the broadcast, perhaps feasting on the resources available through equip.org, who have never taken that critical step of making a gift to support CRI. Given the current assaults on the Christian faith, on our very fundamental freedoms, and given the critical role that CRI is playing in equipping people to stand against those assaults, my question to those of you who perhaps even for years have been listening, benefiting from the resources of CRI, but not getting on board with a gift, my question would be, what are you waiting for?
Wow. This is probably a poor metaphor, but you came up with it, so you'll have to make the excuses for it. But we're arms dealers.
Yeah, we are arms dealers. You've heard me say on numerous occasions, borrowing from a military maxim, that the only time that you can have too much ammo is when you're swimming. Well, my contention is that in today's environment, given the mounting assaults on our faith, you cannot have too many apologetic arms, so to speak, in this battle for life and truth. And CRI is here to equip you with the arms, to be an arms dealer, so that you're not going into the battle ill-equipped.
You know, there's another word that I think is really important in terms of CRI, and it goes two different ways. We're talking about CRI's role as an encourager. But I also think there's another flip side to that, how people are encouraging me. There are times, quite frankly, and this is not rational, but it is human. There are times when I wonder, what difference am I really making? And then I read a testimony, or I do a podcast, and someone tells me, as a result of your ministry, this happened, or that happened. And there's a sense in which we need to encourage people, but when people send their testimonies in, whether it's email or Twitter or through the social media platforms, the digital media platforms, or whether it's in writing through a letter, this has made such a difference for me. I know for the staff at the Christian Research Institute. So this encouraging aspect goes two ways.
Images immediately come to mind of war movies where I just saw the other evening a series on World War I and how vitally important it was for the soldiers to get mail from home, to have that contact, that support. When you are on the front lines, as we are here at CRI, day in and day out, it can get lonely, and listeners may not fully comprehend what an enormous encouragement it is to know that we are not fighting alone, that people are standing with us, as you have said, shoulder to shoulder in this battle, because we cannot do this alone.
And we are a catalyst as well. It is one of the very crucial roles that we play in a post-truth culture. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what that means in just a moment. But first, cash out the idea of being a catalyst, how through a variety of media, including events, a person can be a catalyst. We are a catalyst for thinking outside the box or thinking outside of these tribal tributaries.
I think it is safe to say that tribalism comes in many forms, but the one that I am most concerned about these days is cognitive tribalism. Cognitive tribalism is basically those people who think that their particular stances, their particular doctrinal distinctives have somehow encompassed the totality of truth. I've used the analogy that there are those people who, being a twig on the tree, have confused themselves with being the tree. Part of a catalytic agent is helping to pry people loose from their petrified paradigms and get them to see that we are not, whatever our tradition is, we are not alone in this battle. And back to the Benjamin Franklin quote, if we continue to insist on emphasizing our distinctives, what makes us different, rather than what we have in common, be sure you want the consequences of what you want. Because unless, as Franklin said, we learn to hang together as Christians of all different denominations, of all different traditions, we will most assuredly, as Franklin said, hang separately.
So you have to make clear the distinction here, once again, that we're talking about hanging together around the essentials of the historic Christian faith. The essentials are inviolate. They cannot be compromised.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. To hear this Hank Unplugged podcast interview with CRI Executive Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer Dr. Larry Johnston in its entirety, go to equip.org, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. As part of the Christian Research Institute's ministry to edify and equip Christians to stand firmly and fruitfully for the faith, we screen quality Christian books and DVDs from a wide variety of sources. This screening and evaluation process is a value add for friends and supporters of the ministry, reducing their need to search for sound resources while ensuring that the resources offered are those worthy of CRI's stamp of approval. Hank is offering four hand-picked books during June to safeguard that Christians are never outgunned. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the financially crucial month of June. To make a gift to support CRI's mind-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. Or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. From the outside, Houston preacher Joel Osteen is charming, attractive, and his teaching, well, it makes you feel good. But the truth is, Osteen preaches a seductive and highly dangerous form of Christianity that's leading millions of people astray. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. And it's why you must get your own copy today. You must be able to defend yourself with truth about what Joel Osteen really teaches. And this important resource arms you with everything you need to do so. Please call today and request your copy of The Osteenification of American Christianity. 1-888-7000-CRI. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.